right, it's 22 before the hour. It's News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. About 52 degrees, and here we go Thursday, and that sunshine kept, what, 68 this afternoon? High me down. Before the hour, and it's News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. All right, we've got some guests in the studio with us this morning. This is going to be fun. Here we've got our friend Caroline Hasty from the city of Fort Mill, and she has just gotten a what's the bar that's open 24 hours already?
I just started to sing.
Okay, all right.
She's like a karaoke queen.
You can do that if you'd like to. Caroline Hasty, what is your job title over there?
Good morning. Well, media and events for the town of Fort Mill.
Okay, you do so much more than that. That's why I ask you that every time. I think you're president of Fort Mill, but I know we don't have that position. But you've got a special guest
with
us.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited. I have Mr. Rudy Sanders with us.
He's the Fort Mill historian.
Yes.
Rudy!
He's affectionately known as the historian. When we have a question in town hall, did a street used to go here? Did this happen? Did that happen? Oh, let's call Rudy. So very involved with the History Museum, and he is just a love. Once you meet him, he'll be your friend for life.
I love this flyer that you've brought for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day that's coming up Monday the 16th. Did you make the flyer?
Yes.
It's really good. I love the design of it. It's cute because she has MLK across the top and then all the words that you'd associate with MLK inside.
I refer back to my original question. What's your title?
Designer as well. Flyer designer.
Yes. I mean, of course, that's what she's supposed to do, but it is.
So really, we're observing on Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes, we are. And Rudy is our chair of the MLK event and has been very involved from the inception. Go ahead.
Excellent. Hi, Rudy. Yes. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you here.
Let's go back with how did the town of Fort Mill get the Martin Luther King's Day celebration?
Okay.
Town of Fort Mill, when other churches in the evening were doing the service. It was actually a brainchild of the former mayor, Danny Funderburk. And then this occurred in 2009, as soon as he took office.
Okay.
To make January Martin Luther King's Day the first holiday for the town to celebrate that is beyond New Year's. And so therefore we are now into our ninth annual presentation of the celebration of the holiday observance for Reverend Dr. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Jr. And upon designating this particular day, it was always said to do it in the morning time. We always did it somewhere around between 10 and 11 o'clock. This time it is going to be at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not to conflict with those services that were being given in the evening at other churches. So therefore, it has really been a wonderful celebration for all.
It really is a great day because the schools are out. It's a great day of remembrance, of course, and for the principals that really became part of this holiday.
Well, one thing, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his thing was a day of service.
Yes, and a day of service. And what we have done in the past years, we have non-profit organizations. One of the items that I take up on is a monument that was erected at our school in the Paradise community that no longer stands.
Oh.
And we were fortunate, the alumni, to build a monument at that location. And we take that evening after the service to go there and do a cleanup, beautify it, mm-hmm. and later in the spring come back and put planning around it.
And this monument is located at the old George Fish School. And that's the school you attended, right?
Yes.
And it's on Still Street in Fort Mill.
Okay.
Now, unbelievable. Keep going. And could you be a little more enthusiastic, please? I mean, I'm just, you're just about putting me to sleep over here. I mean, I'm just, please, please, keep going, Rudy.
With the school, let's just go back to the school. This school was built during the segregated era,
okay.
Jim Crow era. It was actually built in 1925, and very few people know this, that this was a Julius Rosenwald school, and it was George Fish School up until 1968. After that, integration came in, and then the school took on another name. If I'm not mistaken, it was Fort Mill Middle School, and then Fort Mill Elementary or Fort Mill Middle. It lasted up until the 80s, and the school was demolished, torn down. It made way for what is standing there today, Duke Energy. And then now, had it been probably about 7 or 8 years later, around 1992, I'm not certain on that date, but somewhere in the early 90s, any Julius Rosenwald school that was still standing, provided that the building was stable, was grandfathered in to remain. And so therefore, a beautiful structure was torn down where, had it been 7 years later, that school would be with us today. The building would be with us today.
There's an amazing website about the preservation of these schools around the country. I didn't realize that there were several in South Carolina, Newberry and things, and I guess I'm not sure if that one's still standing, but the Hope School is another one of the Rosenwald schools that you can check out online.
And you have one that is not too far from here,
okay,
which is the Carroll School. And the Carroll School was closed in 1954, and then the community there got together, and then they renovated it, and then now it has been adopted into the Rock Hill School District, and I think it's school district number 5. And what it does, it invites fifth graders in, and then during the summertime, during the cotton season, they're able to really go back in time of the, I'll say, post-Reconstruction period, as far as eating their foods, going out, visiting a cotton field, speaking of cotton and whatnot. Oh, my goodness.
And the heritage of Fort Mill, amazing.
Something they have no idea about.
The kids, you know? Today really, it's so important for them really to see that heritage and be able to move on from there.
And I only wish that we had our school there.
Yeah.
But we have the Fort Mill History Museum.
Yay.
And then with the Fort Mill History Museum now being a structure, an outreach of that is incorporated in with the school system, we take Fort Mill history into the school, and also doing Black History Month, or even doing during the course of the period of time during the year, we go in into schools and tell about our school, George Fish School, and how it was built, and the years that it served under the Jim Crow and segregated era.
You're born in Fort Mill.
Yes, in fact, I was born in Rock Hill.
Okay.
And but 2 or 3 days later, mother bought me home.
Okay.
Mother and daddy.
Okay.
And then my life was spent in Fort Mill at 210 Dobie Bridge Road.
Okay.
And then that is 210 Dobie Bridge Road would be just a teardrop from turning off Tom Hall 160, which is now a town center. And so when I did return back to home, I went down to that location, and it looks so small.
Yes.
But the house no longer stands. There's a town shopping center there now.
We always think as youngsters that these rooms that we in the schools and everything are like huge. Yeah, and we go back and we go, dude, that's little. I mean, that's small.
Do you collect the pictures and things at the Fort Mill History Museum? Do you have a role in that?
Yes. In fact, I'm very fortunate to have gotten with a committee that was started by Elizabeth Ford, and reached out to me to be part of her history committee. And we were collecting history. This was before the museum. And after collecting history, so many people came to us with artifacts.
That's neat.
And whatnot. And then we knew at that time we were destined to have a museum in Fort Mill. And so the question came up, I had a question. Why we don't have a museum in Fort Mill when this town touched the histories of so many of the town, the outlying locations, and America through our industrialization of the cotton mill.
Right.
And so as time went by, it led up to developing and a business location on Main Street, and then later working on the funds to open up a museum. So December the 6th, 2012, we opened up the Fort Mill History Museum.
Tell us about the partnership that will be celebrated, I guess, on Monday with the John and Mary Sanders Research Library and the day of Monday, which is coming up on for Martin Luther King Jr., the observance.
Okay, John and Mary Sanders, who are they? I can truly say that I knew them dearly, and they are in heaven gracing us today. John and Mary Sanders Research Library is a room that is sponsored by the children and grandchildren of John and Mary Sanders.
Really?
And we are blessed to have the room there. And there you cannot come in and check out books, but you can come in and do your research. We have a table. You can do genealogy research, history of all kinds that's related to our magic town of Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Genealogy can bring in so many people because you have someone in Tennessee who wants to come visit Fort Mill because they need the court records of their great-great-great-grandparents. You know, that kind of thing happens.
And we have had that to happen. Similar. In fact, we just last year, we had a big reunion, the Handy White reunion. Handy White's name appears on the Faithful Slaves Monument. And then this was a group of, it must have been probably nearly 100 residents, people who gathered from all over the U.S. to come down. Not only Handy White, there was one on Nathan Springs. Am I getting that one correct? Nathan Springs. And they came in, did their research, but people from all over Ohio, Florida, as far west as California, were part of this year. And the Fort Mill History Museum, it serves a great purpose in our town.
Well, it's an opportunity to donate and keep that going and growing as far as coming in on Monday at 10 a.m. for the holiday observance program for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tell me, is Mrs. Juanita Sanders in the family?
Yes, she is.
Okay, because she's a teacher at Fort Mill. Everybody loved her.
Yes, and she retired, and teachers never retire.
They're always teachers.
But she took a little break there just a little over a year ago, and she was our dynamic speaker for 2016, January of last year.
Wonderful. This year, you're featuring, I'm looking right here, Dr. Willie Ratchford.
Yes, we are.
Willie, he's the executive director of the Charlotte Mecklenburg Community Committee.
Okay.
And he is just an awesome neighbor to Fort Mill. And reached out to him, was looking for a speaker, and the more we spoke, with everything in our world today, Charlotte's has so many changes are going on, and he works for the city of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. So his stories and what he has to say, his speech will be the leadership, the movement, and service.
Okay. Well, this is a program going on 10 a.m., and it's at Jerusalem Baptist Church on Steel Street in Fort Mill. Is that close to the George Fish School location?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Just several blocks away.
All right. Well, that's right there at 1003 Steel Street.
That's correct.
Yay. Well, that's
Rudy. Thank you for sharing all of your knowledge with everything. And I can tell this is a passion from your heart. You just love this stuff. I love it, the way you're able to communicate this with everybody else. And we forget that we're learning from you because you share it in such a great way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd just like to say this. Growing up as a kid in Fort Mill, in the Paradise community, it was a village. And people there, the folk, they shared so much with the children there, and then it is my role now to give back what was unselfishly given to me, and so I'm glad that we're in this in this party together.
Well, we're glad that you're a resident here in York County in Rock Hill and Fort Mill.
You know, he moved away. He moved to New York after he was in the military. So he grew up in Fort Mill, joined the military, the Army, and then he settled in New York in Manhattan, right? And lived there for...
And you were educated as a... What'd you train as education?
Architecture, draftsman, and designer. That was a short-lived life of probably about 8 years, and later I ended up being more of a what you would call a civil service employee.
Okay.
I was 28 years with the New York Transit Authority.
Okay.
Running parallel with the New York Army National Guard.
They may need you here in Rock Hills. We get the bus system going, too. You know, that don't go anywhere. Right? We can use you over here.
I told him he's got some awesome stories. He could write a book.
Absolutely.
He should write a book. And then he came home, so it was pretty cool.
Well, thank you for your service to our country, too, Rudy. And he's a very humble man. I can tell you, he doesn't want to talk about himself. But, Rudy, truly, thank you for coming over here this morning. We really appreciate you.
We hope you guys come out and see us on Monday. It will be very enlightening. And
you know, thank you for coming.
Okay. We appreciate you.
Well, always check out fortmillsc.gov for all the details that you want about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the Holiday Observance Program coming up Monday at Jerusalem Baptist Church. Thank you, Rudy Sanders. Thanks, Caroline Hasty, for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right, good to see y'all. It's about 7 till.